Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Sartori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, your team sure has a flair for the dramatic lately. 2 3-on-3 wins in 8 days. It's pretty exciting for a team. How can that kind of propel you down the stretch?
Who knows, Schultz? Every game takes on a different personality, and obviously tonight's a different type of game where we need 3 points if we want to try to stay in the hunt right here for home ice. So, again, they're all different. Every game's different. And, again, personality of every game's different. But it's nice winning those 3-on-3s.
Your team is a score-by-committee team this year. Having said that, Charlie Combs started things off last night. He's got 22 points. Biss and I were kind of commenting during the game last night that it's, for lack of a better term, been a quiet 22 points. How has he kind of evolved his game here in the second year, and as guys usually start to figure things out the second year?
Well, he's got natural offense, and even last night, I mean, it was a heck of a play by him. It goes off, you know, what Franti, but only goal scorers get those kind of goals right there. So Charlie can score so many different ways. He can make plays, and he's so good below the tops of the circles.
A quiet 22 points is a good 22 points, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And again, he'll do that. He'll do that, and he scores some big goals as well.
How about the second-year jump for Ethan Somoza?
No, he's probably one of our most trusted players by the coaching staff. I mean, we'll play him in any situation. We play him in a 3-on-3 last night. He gets the goal. He's obviously our number one defensive player. If it's a situation where, you know, we're killing a penalty or we need somebody out in the last minute of a game, we're up a goal, he's out there. So there's a lot of trust right there with Ethan.
Phil Ballew was an All-American last year for them. Tremendous upside offensively for Ballew. I'm biased, you're biased, but I thought Justin Beaudry made just as many, if not more, plays than Phil Ballew did last year. What does it take to be an All-American in 2018, 2019?
Well, again, Phil had 40 points last year, and their team won 25 games, and they were, from a pairwise standpoint, from the NCAA tournament, they were a team or two away. So I think all that stuff kind of plays into it, but no, he's a good player. You know, Justin's a good player. We all like our guys. We all like our guys, and they all obviously bring different assets and intangibles to the table.
Game last night sure felt a lot tighter than what stats and especially the shots said that it was. You guys don't put a ton of stock into that. You put more stock into how many grade A chances, how many great offensive chances you guys had. How did you guys grade out the game last night?
We had more grade A's than Northern, but a lot of it was attributed to the third period. I thought our third period, Schultz, was pretty good. And they had the lead the majority of the third period. That usually happens a little bit where they're just trying to, obviously, again, just kind of chip away and make sure they take care of the puck. So, our third period, I was really happy with kind of how we came out in the third and how we played in the third, because I thought our first period, I didn't think we had a lot of intensity.
More with Coach Sartori when we return. Pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show. Part two with head coach Tom Sartori. Penalty kill, Tom, has killed off 41 straight. There have been a couple of five-minute majors in there the last couple of weeks as well. How has your penalty kill kind of taken on a life of its own? And the more success they get, the more confident they are.
Well, they are confident, and but the dam's going to break soon. I mean, there's no doubt, Schultz, and that's when we need our power play to take over a little bit. And, you know, Travis and I and Eddie were talking this morning, like our penalty kill's kind of carrying our power play, you know, from a special teams perspective. And eventually our penalty kill's going to give us some goals, and our power play's going to have to take care of business right there. So I'm happy, you know, where we're at right there. The guys are confident, and hopefully can continue on for a while.
If you were to draw up a penalty kill script on a five-minute major, how would it read?
Well, again, first off, you want to try to get clears. The biggest thing is just getting quality clears so you can get line changes, especially in the second period. And it seems like our five-minute majors are in the second period where we have the long line change, and that's difficult because you know, they can keep the puck alive, and sometimes you can't get off. So you got to change one at a time. But, no, you want to make sure, again, that you've got, you know, minimal zone time, clear a puck, get a line change, make it difficult for them to get the puck in the zone. Be stingy up ice. Same thing, 15 seconds, clear a puck, get a line change. That's what you kind of want to do, and stay in that rhythm.
How many more guys do you use on the penalty kill in a five-minute major as opposed to a regular two-minute?
One more set, because they need it. And what I need to do, Schultz, I assess how they're doing within that five-minute time frame. But a lot of it's predicated on, again, the shift length. If the shift length is long, we're going to need that third set. If the shift length's short, who knows? But I got to play that by ear. I got to talk to the guys. I got to get feedback on the bench from them. But we're always ready for another set.
How does having 2 5-minute majors, one for each team in a game, affect flow with, and you got no media timeouts for more than 5 minutes there? You've got a long period of times where a lot of guys aren't playing.
No, no question. And all you want to do is you want to get through that 5 minute penalty kill so obviously everybody else can get playing.
As the season has progressed, guys like Brad Johnson and Tyler Vold have been seeing a lot more ice time and power play and penalty kill. And you know, generally speaking, you've got 2 power play units and 3 penalty kill units. But how many other guys are practicing with those units during the week, ready if their name is called?
Tyler Kirkup does. He's kind of my number 7 guy. So, Tyler, I don't use him a lot on the kill, but I think in the future we will. So I want him taking reps in practice. And then our 3rd set of killers, Mike Soucier and Nick Cardelli, they get a lot of reps in practice too, just in case, hey, if there's one of the guys are in the box, I got to put those guys out there. So they need their reps too.
How many guys do you want both on the power play and the penalty kill in a perfect world?
I think you want 2 power play units, but sometimes that can be situational as well, depending if you know your power play's not getting it done. And I think 3 sets of penalty killers is adequate. And maybe maybe you've got a rover from there. So you know, 7 guys. You know, maybe in the odd year 8, but you can get by with 7.
This is Hall of Fame weekend on campus. Danny Lemieux going into the BSU Athletic Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, posthumously. Just reading through some of his stats from his bio. One of 2 guys in Beaver hockey history with 6 goals in a game. It's unfathomable.
No, exactly. And, you know, according to Coach Bruce Falk, some guys I've talked to, I mean, he was just a terrific skater, heck of a hockey player, and he made a lot of things happen.
This is also Hockey Alumni Weekend, 30 or 40 guys back. This has got to be a great weekend. RH has got to be smiling nonstop all weekend long, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. It's good seeing a lot of the guys back. You know, it's time. A good buddy of mine came back. He hasn't been back in a while. So he just kind of cruised up from the cities yesterday, and I didn't even know he was coming up. He didn't say anything ahead of time. So it's just good to see a lot of these guys and the passion they have for Beaver hockey.
One last thing about tonight. Where do you need to be better?
Power play. You know, we got to be better on the power play. They got to pull their weight. I mean, they're our best players. They got to pull their weight, and they got to deliver.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.